gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/2/2021. And oh, I'll tell you what. I just got to the revelation here. That's the revelation of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. And I just wanted to read you this one, you know. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall live tribulation 10 days. A day is longer than a day. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days, wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee. Behold, thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, Baal, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed, yes, unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. Repeat, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. And he that hath an ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, to him that overcometh, I give to eat of the hidden stone. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the white, and in the stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saveth he that receiveth. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting time to read the stuff that's going to be coming up, and what's going on, and what Lord Jesus has to say. And I will say this. The stumbling block of the children, and I think about Red China Joe Biden and all those people that are bringing in all those children, all the little children from the Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Salvador, Mexico, all of those are bringing them up, and now they've got them in pens, and now they're got them in the cages, which Barack Hussein Obama built and Obama built, and then where they go, nobody knows. Allegedly, they have the name of their relative or something in somewhere, but why are they all in cages? Why are they? Are they traumatizing them? Are they giving them the trauma, which then is going to create, you know, build-ups in their system of all kind of, adrenochrome and things like that, you see? All kind of secretes from the adrenal glands and the caused by fear and trauma and all the stuff that you're also breaking them in a sense. And where are they going to go? Are they going to be sold off into things? Do they get on planes? And whoever is putting them on these planes in the middle of the night, the bus drivers drive them places too. They let them off. Where they stop, nobody knows. Do they go to Hillary Rodham Clinton's house? Do they go to some special pizza parlor somewhere? I don't know. Do they go somewhere where then certain people are on top of a pool table, allegedly, and they've had some kind of a thing? Do they go where old Janet Reno? Do you remember? I don't know, for you older people, you might remember this. Do you remember when Janet Reno was the DA, the district attorney of Miami, I believe. And she was caught by the cops in the back of her car, SUV, whatever, one night with like a 13-year-old girl in the back of that car. And they let her off the hook, okay? And that was the district attorney of Miami. Then she became the attorney general, all right? Well, let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. There is a thing where people are going after all the kids and doing the stuff. And what they want to do is they want to have sex with a traumatized child and then kill them and then drink their blood for the adrenochrome. All this kind of stuff is ongoing. And I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus talked exactly about that, and he's going to wade into you. He's going to wade into you with the two-edged sword and go amongst you and take care of you real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, old Joe, Red China Joe, he's didn't want to take no questions. You got billions of dollars in an air base in Bagram, and America just left it. Oh, that'll be real nice. The Afghan Air Force will just take real good care of it. And basically, they'll just let the Taliban right in, and they'll be there, and then that'll be wonderful places. Then maybe if we left them some helicopters and some C-130s or something or other transport aircraft, they can then get their Afghani hash and their heroin and their opium and all their stuff to market easier, all right? Maybe they can then bring the Red Chinese, can take over that airport, because we've been fighting over there. We've been losing men and women over there. We've been fighting for so long, almost 20 years or 20, 21 years over there. And then who got the lithium deposit? Well, Red China got the lithium deposit. The original reason that George W. Bush Darth Dove Hunter and Condoleezza Rice, and incidentally, people don't know Condoleezza Rice. She was Chevron. She had a tanker named after her. And all the different ones, and the big oil, and the big oil field productions, and they were going to build the pipeline, and they're going to take that pipeline out and bring it out into the Indian Ocean and all that stuff, you know? And they basically told the people, the Taliban up there, you give us Obama or Osama, you give us Osama or USA Ma, Bin Laden, or we'll give you a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. And that was what was the original deal, and they took the other, they stuck with Osama Bin Laden, and then they removed the pipeline stuff, and they removed the investments of various oil companies and all of that. And then they went with Paribas and that kind of thing and other banking and all of that. And then Poppy Bush and them guys then decided to go and attack them, you see, after Bin Laden did the do. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we had back then, we had Bin Laden, Osama, or Usama, USAMA, or Tim Osman. I knew people who knew him as Tim Osman, okay? And Tim Osman and his brother, Osama and Salim Bin Laden, were partners of George W. Bush out in West Texas. There used to be the microfiche, but I don't believe so anymore. There used to be on the microfiche, and there used to be also an article in the Wall Street Journal about it back in the day that showed that Osama bin Laden, Salim bin Laden, were the partners in Arbusto Energy with George W. Bush. So our enemies, you see, seem to be partners with our top slotters. So then we go back to his daddy. We go back to his daddy, and his daddy's business partner was Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein, as the president who had been put in there by the CIA, which then, when he first emerged, was under Poppy Bush. And so then, you see, we go through all the stuff, and they have Saddam go to war against Iran.
Well, Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess they don't like me referencing back to W. Bush or Dove Hunter and all the stuff because I was yet to make my point. And my point's going to be about something current, but let me just review and finish back up. I was talking about Afghanistan, a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. And then Osama bin Laden, how his real name with some people was Tim Osman, O-S-M-A-N. And he used to like to chase the girls and drink pina coladas in Miami Beach, okay? And then he was also with his brother Salim bin Laden, a partner of George W. Bush in West Texas in the company called Arbusto Energy. Arbusto is Spanish for the name or for the word Bush. So then Salim bin Laden died in a mysterious plane wreck, you see. And then instead of bringing in NTSB, they just brought in the U.S. military and they took the wreckage away. And then lo and behold, Osama was the person who then ran the big construction company, Bin Laden Construction, and was the partner of George W. Bush. And before that, his daddy was a partner of Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was put in by the CIA, which was run by Poppy Bush in those days. Put in there, they fought the Iranians and all the stuff. And then at a certain point in time, Poppy Bush, who's had some partners allegedly called the Leadkey Brothers out of Chicago, and they did greenmail out of, greenmail the shareholders of Texaco. And there got to be a big brouhaha and a fight and all of that kind of stuff. Well, the fact of the matter is that Poppy Bush and the Leakeys won a $17 billion judgment in the Texas Supreme Court against Texaco, and then they took over the books. When they took over the books, they found out that Saddam Hussein was getting 10% per barrel backsheesh or kickback on every barrel oil coming out of Iraq that came into Texaco and various people. So Poppy Bush called him up and said, hey, me and you are going to split that. So now we've got several examples here now of the partners, business partners, then becoming the enemies, you see, and all of that. Well, now we've got another one here, don't we? Remember how when the COVID first broke and they said it was the COVID coming out of Wuhan? I did the story on the weird, pneumonia that was starting to occur in China back, I believe. It was in probably when I did it was probably November of 19, something like that, when it first kind of broke, October, November 19, which was right after the Special Forces games in Wuhan, China, and when they turned on the 5G or 6G or 18G or whatever the heck it was that they turned on, the 5G allegedly. And that's when the stuff got leaked out of the labs, apparently, and started to go throughout the deal and then was designed to be brought back to all the nations with those special operators bringing that virus back from the Wuhan labs. Okay, and the Wuhan games. Not knowledgeably, but just infecting them at those games. So now it's the time I told you it's about January when we started getting into this stuff. I told you that it probably went somehow like this, that in London, the Crown and the Royals, the Crown is an apparatus, all the government apparatus, but the Royals, the Rothschilds and the banks, the Bank of England and all those people and the MI6 said, well, it's time to, perhaps it's time to start to cull the population of planet Earth. Because, you see, we're behind the schedule with Lucifer and installing him where he needs to be. So we need to start killing people so he can steal their souls and get more devil power so that he can take over the world, you see. With his fallen angels who have already started to land and come in, and there are some of them never left, and they're all, a lot of them down there in Antarctica in the underground cities and bases and what have you. The ancient civilization with the technology that's way beyond belief. Well, this is the thing. And then I said, if you recall, ew, let's let the Yanks do it. We could have the SAS or these guys in there, you know, and do that. But let's let the Yanks do it. They're so good at that. So then, you see, the fact of the matter is we've got Fauci and the NIH giving the grants to the Wuhan people and how they worked here with the doctor in North Carolina, and the Wuhan bat lady was here and with him and with other parts of Fauci's crew and all of that. Probably U.S. Air Med, U.S. Army deal out of, Maryland there. And they probably all working on this stuff, gain-of-function research. Then a law comes through that no more gain-of-function in the United States. So then they switch it to the Wuhan lab. Now, here we go again. It seems, I saw the study today, the story today on TV, New York Post is breaking it, probably the last halfway decent newspaper, regular newspaper. Epoch Times is an excellent newspaper. I started taking that at home just because they got a home delivery. I don't want to do it online. I like tangible things. Online is going to get turned up here real quick. And if you don't start getting books, like if you need to know about all this stuff and what's going on, then you should go to stevequayle.com, click on his book deal. You buy two, you get one, I think the third one free. Double check that. Or call him at 406-586-4840. Tell him Hawk sent you and that you're interested in the book deal or that you'd like to get the DVD that's coming out for the Extinction Protocol so you can know what's going on. But stevequayle.com, and then when you get up there, you get Steve, or if you get Daryl, the capable top dog manager, or if you get Tyler, Steve's son, just tell him old Hawk sent you. All right? Now, anyway, so here we go. Let's let the Yanks do it, right? That's what I said, for those who recall the show. And at the time, well, how do you know? No. I said what I said, and now, today, on Fox News, it was the Martha McCallum in the afternoon, and she said that the story was coming out, New York Post, and that it was still developing, but that it looks like they've got the Pentagon dead to rights, giving grants directly to that Echo Health or whatever it is. Grant deal in New York, same one that Fauci, he gave money to, apparently, and that they gave it to him, the United States military, the Pentagon, gave the money to the Red Chinese to do research, you see, to prevent worldwide plagues. But really, it's gain-of-function research, and they gave it and it went to the Wuhan lab. So now you know why they weren't talking about it, didn't want to talk about it, and still don't. Because the Pentagon funded the damn virus. Fauci funded this viral research with the Red Chinese, and that means that they're in cahoots with the Red Chinese through the banks in London, through the New York banks, the Zurich banks, the Shanghai banks, and all of the stuff. And that you're top of the food chain and the Pentagon is as corrupt and as evil as it can be. Your intel people, all of those people now are turned against you. You're the enemy, the American person, the enemy. Well, by George, then that's it. Well, then that is the way it is. Because what the Pentagon did is to create, along with Fauci, the National Institute of Health. They gave money to the Red Chinese to infect you and to kill 600,000 Americans. That, my friend, is treason. That is a reason to not go along with this government and to that event. China Joe, he didn't want to answer about background and all the people and how you give away a $1 billion airbase and how you don't know if they're even going to survive and if the Taliban is going to be the Taliban or Hookah Hookah is going to be the Duka Duka. It doesn't make any difference because Joe had to go to see the ball game and have the barbecue and the fireworks and all the stuff. But he won't let you have them in South Dakota where they've done all the fire breaks, cleaned all the brush out, and for the last year or so have been good to go. They won't let you have them there. Well, I'll tell you what. I'd have them anyway if I was the governor of that state. I'd just go out there and I'd belay the federal jerks who are working for evil people. when the Indians start to roll in the streets. Yeah, two-way puck away, all right? Get out of the way. We're going to have our fireworks. But here it is. Here it is. When the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them in the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. And among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You see, that is the 4th of July. That is Independence Day. That is the Declaration of Independence. That is the founding document of this country. That is the law. That, you see, is what the sons of bucks and the Joe Beijing and the DHS and the BLM and the hot dog hookah hookahs and the CIA and the Luciferians at the top of the Tommy food chain and intel and the military, that is what they've got to know, is that this is the Declaration of Independence of 1776, and that's the real meaning of the deal. Not that we're going to go into a red Chinese purchased president. $1.45 billion, you see. To the Red China Joe, through his son, does that buy a president? I guarantee you, in many people's opinion, it does. Particularly one who doesn't know what time it is or what day it is. So I'm going to tell you what. Now, we've been talking about the possibility of false flags, other outbreaks. I've been telling you for quite a while to go ahead and get the other NBC gear that you might need. Gas masks, Tyvek F suits, or better quality than that. Additional high quality military grade filters, top quality filters, not surplus. Don't get the Russian one that makes you look like a bug that you get at the Army-Navy store. Don't get that one. Go to somewhere that's got brand new stuff. ApprovedGasMask.com. I don't have any affiliation with them. I just know that they show you all of the latest gas masks, top quality. They have new ones. They have all of the filters. They tell us all about it. They have all of the different suits from the most basic to the Tyvek F's and then on up into different chemical level suits and different things. And even anti-radiation innerwear that you wear one of these suits over the top. go take a look at them. Go see what it is. Get the boots, the hoodies, the thick gloves, the whole bit. And then get you anything that you know that you've done research on that might be able to kill a virus or a bacteria. If you look to the Arizona, you know, state, I think, studies back in the 70s, you would see that colloidal silver back then was basically in their study. They said that it had been tested in their labs back, I think it might have been 1979, Arizona State University, where they said colloidal silver, which does not turn people blue, people. That's the old crap and the old saw. It's like the water beds. If you sleep on a water bed, it electrocutes you in the middle of the night. You know, and that was all those stories were bull crap placed in little small town newspapers that never happened. They were placed by the betting council, allegedly. So get with the picture here. You got all these guys siding up now, Miley and the Joint Chiefs, and Admiral Pink Jockstrap Gilday, and all these people, all right? They're going with the Red Chinese. They're going with them. Oh, yeah, they paid lip service to something, but what they're really doing, they're putting your money in the NSA surveilling you. They got other people surveilling you. I told you that from the background that I heard that there was a, moles in all the intelligence, not one or two, but dozens and dozens in all of the military intelligence operations, in the CIA, the DIA, the NSA. And then people ask the FBI, well, aren't you going to do something about these people? Well, been tasked with rooting out the real problem, which is domestic extremism and white supremacy. Even if they're black or Chinese or Hispanic, if they don't believe the commie line and the Luciferian line, well, then you can better believe you're also white supremacist and domestic extremist. And they've got a whole lot of people. I'm talking about thousands and thousands of people surveilling you, combing through your deal. Now you got Facebook. I see Brother Quayle talked about it. You got Facebook now, you know, telling you to tattletale on anybody who you witnessed extreme talk or belief. Well, extreme talk or belief is you say, I don't think that transgender athletes should be competing in high school against the wrong against girls, okay, or whatever, or that they should be in the Olympics. Or if you don't believe that the Lord tells you that marriage is between a man and a woman, if you don't believe that, you say the other, well, then you're an extremist. If you're not a communist, then you're an extremist, you see. That's what's going on, and that is new information for a lot of people, but that's what's going on. Tucker Carlson talked about it, Gorka and all kinds of people. We've been talking about it for years. Quayle and I have been talking about it for years. So have other people. Alex Jones, we know. I mean, we've had people try to kill us. Had people try to kill us. And they weren't necessarily foreigners. Although I did have the one red Chinese guy, but I'll tell you what. I'm still here, Quayle's still here, and that's by the grace of God and our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus and anybody else good, like the MMB who gave us overwatch in the time, in the day, all right? And I hope still do. But you see, they're getting ready to do it again, so here's what it is. I guess apparently there's a new virus outbreak in the United U.S., and it's not the COVID. And it's just months after DARPA gave $3 million grant for a vaccine for it. Somebody sent it to me. It's from Hal Turner's reporting it. A new sickness has alarm bells ringing in the government offices because the extremely rare bacteria has popped up in three separate U.S. states. The historic fatality rate for this particular illness in the USA is 10 to 50%. In other words, 10 to 50% of people that catch it die. The people it kills fastest, diabetics and alcoholics. Alarm bells are starting to go off at Centers for Disease Control after hospitals in three U.S. states reported cases of apparently, melioidosis. Melioidosis. Melio, M-E-L-I-O-I-D-O-S-I-S. Melioidosis. So there you go. You also might be understanding that they're about ready to, they're working on vaccines for Ebola. You also need to understand that years ago, allegedly, I believe, down in Australia, one of the big pharmaceutical companies, I can tell you the name, but it won't make any difference. You can just look it up. They created something called Ebola pox, where they combined Ebola with a mouse pox or a smallpox or something. And it had about a 90% kill ratio. We also have, I was reading last night also about the Red Chinese and the different things and how they have, along with other people, Dave Hodges had a good article about it. I believe it might have been on Steve Quayle yesterday afternoon or evening. Dave Hodges' Common Sense, you know, article, and he talked about all the people involved in the different stuff with the virus. As I have told you back last January 2019 or January 2020, I told you about how this thing went. Now it looks more and more and more. Old Hawk may be 100% correct on the stuff, or 99%. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like we're going to get more viruses, and it looks like you could also get a sneak attack. You could get a sneak attack by Red China and Russia. The Japanese are telling us that the Russians and the Chinese are going to try to hit us at in Pearl Harbor or on Kauai or the different things and take out a lot of stuff. They can also launch, and you can have a hypersonic be here in 5 minutes. All right? Well, they could have had, you know, they don't want to talk about hypersonics. Because they have to try to develop in the pentagram so they get rid of the rail gun, which they say is still reaching. The rail gun was done years ago. All of that stuff was supposed to go on the Ronnie ray gun. They were supposed to have particle beam weaponry, laser weaponry, rail gun weaponry, special missiles, the whole nine yards on the Ronnie ray gun. And instead, they sent it to get irradiated after Fukushima was blown by the powers that be and created a tsunami. You see how this is going. Ladies and gentlemen, they mean to clear the planet of most people. That's Lucifer and his henchmen at the top. The new world order, you see. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You red-blooded American people. You can get your guns clean and make sure you got the mag loaded and you sharpen that old K-bar. Get that old lodestone out, that old Arkansas whetstone, and work on it. You know what I'm saying? And get you two or three of them so you can pull one from the boot, one from the hip, one from the shoulder, and make sure you got two sidearms and a rifle. If you got, I don't know, might be nice to have at least 24 mags for your rifle and about four each for each of your sidearms, you know, and you can rock and roll. And then I'm going to tell you what. Then it's time for the gorillas. It's time for the gorillas. And old Jesse James said, you're just a good old rebel. I'm just a good old rebel. You know, that's what they used to say in them days. But I'm going to tell you what. Whether you be a Yankee or you be a rebel, the fact of the matter is that London's falling. Lucifer's calling, you see, and he wants you dead. He wants to take your family and do with them what he wants to. He wants to take all your money, take your house, take your car. And I say, no, sirree. No, sirree, Bob. So you better get proofed up. You better get you some water purification. You better get you some water storage. You better get you a lot of food. And if you got the money, you got something here before they knock the stock market out of the box, before they destroy your 401k, before they take it all away, before they take you got stuff in the different bitcoins, the online money, which you know how online money, if you don't have it in your hand, if you don't have gold, silver in your hand, or even cash, then how the heck is it that you can do anything with it? Wait, all they got to do is flip one switch. The internet's gone, brother. Well, there you go. It just wiped away what? Wiped away the bank account. Wiped away the stock accounts. Wiped away the 401k. Wiped away the IRA. Wiped away the Dogecoin. Wiped away the Bitcoin. Wiped away that coin, the other coin, and this coin. All right? Start all over again. It's a great reset. Build back better. Build back better. Well, I'm going to tell you what. May the Lord Jesus speak to you in your heart. May he tell you, I'm going to need you on the line someplace at some period of time, and I hope you'll go there. And I told everybody that listened to the show years ago, I think back in 2004, 2005, I used to say this, that whoever was listening to this show in their areas was likely going to be a spark plug or a leader or somebody that others would rally around, or that you would be able to give information to help them in their time of need. And I'm not saying give away all your food or your water or this or that. I'm talking about tell them to help them and how to do it. And I still think that'll be the case. And if the Lord Jesus, if you pray to him, you say, Lord, where's the perfect place of sanctuary for my family? I'd like to take them there. Then listen to what he has to say. He may say, stay right where you're at. I got you covered. You know, get ready to defend what's coming at you. Defend against the evil. And I'll tell you, he might say, go to this place, go to that place, go to the mountains, go to the swamp, get out on your boat, whatever it is. But listen to what Jesus tells you to do, not what everybody else is telling you to do. Because I tell you, you're not going to know the exact time or hour, are you? When the balloon goes up, you're just going to know the balloon goes up. We can think about it and predict that there's something that's going to happen. And we can do everything in our power to postpone it. And we can pray to the Lord. We can pray for him to intervene and to give us another bit of time. And I suggest we do that. But I also will tell you this. That you better be ready. You better have your boots broke in and out the door, you know. Ready to go. You better have your fight load. You know, your fight load. You better have your house load and ready to go. And you gotta be ready to go any small, miss small. And now you got the Pentagon. The military will prepare for mandatory COVID-19 vaccines. They want to kill their own military. They want to kill their own military with the spike protein because they gave money to the Red Chinese. They gave money to the Red Chinese. You see? And helped create the thing that killed 600,000 Americans. Apparently, Cyber Polygon is a grid-down exercise. Scheduled for July 9th. I also heard from the Brush Hog, and I don't know exactly what it means, but that the Sand King is walking. Well, I know that's a reference now from Warcraft or whatever, but it's also sometimes possibly a reference to the Saudis and the various people over there in the desert. And also their money and what have you. So I'm telling you, we don't know if it's the government where all the people of 130 countries have now decided they're going to tax corporations. But, oh, you know what? They're not going to tax corporations that are financial corporations. They're going to be let off the hook. The big banks and the money center bank, well, you can't tax them. So it's all baloney. So it's part of bringing together the one world system, the one money system, the one financial system, all of that, and then they want you to be online and all your accounts online and all your money online. They don't want you to have gold. They don't want you to have silver. They don't want you to have food. They don't want you to have power. Oh, no, no, no. Don't firearm your ammo. Well, then you better go out and get plenty of them. You better have your NBC gear. You better dig your spider holes. You better dig your different places and get the bunkers and have it all set up. You better have a few, maybe tiger traps. I don't know what those are, but somebody told me that'd be good. If somebody come around, wasn't supposed to be around when nobody was looking. Yeah. So anyway, somebody said my transmission is being interfered with by a sonar sounding noise. Yeah, there's weird stuff on tonight. I've had weird things. I'm now got knocked off the Skype, and they knocked out my internet for a while. I basically have got it back up for now. I don't know. I heard there's an offshore oil pipeline on fire in the Gulf of Mexico. I heard that the Romanian refinery, the Romanian big refinery, which incidentally might be one that would fuel the Allies, perhaps the U.S., the NATO allies, fuel their ships and tanks and vehicles and all the stuff. That refinery is up. I guarantee you that's probably the Spetsnaz just had a little fun in the ancient Romania, you know. Also, I'll tell you this. I heard from the grapevine, you know. Heard from the grapevine a little bit. And it was talking about how we talk about the land of the unwalled villages. Where the, you know, the different things. Let's say that Montana might be the land of the unwalled villages, you know. And apparently one of the good guys does surveillance. And he was watching a Chinese male, about 5'6", 5'8", 165, who was going around and had cameras and different stuff. And he was going around taking pictures of critical infrastructure and grid mapping for potential strike and ground incursion. This was being done in Montana, and it was at multiple locations, videoing and photographing water supplies, airfield, communication arrays, federal buildings, Bureau of Land Management, etc. And he also appeared to be setting waypoints of said locations while conducting said collection. The subject attempted to conceal his activities in a manner congruent with having been trained to do so. So after he was observed for a while, somebody decided to push him a little bit, or to show their skirts a little bit, and to get him to identify the guy watching him, to see if the guy had been trained in counter-surveillance and evasive driving. Well, the guy performed a classic double back, you know, and all of that, and at one point was then hiding and surveilling the guy that had been surveilling him. But, of course, the guy that had been surveilling him pretended not to see the red Chinese guy, you see? So, consequently, he went on down the road, and then he, whatever how he did it, double back, and then was able to follow the guy, red Chinese guy, to a little bitty town in Montana, little bitty town, and interesting, it happened to be a restaurant there, you know, And basically that restaurant does a little bit of business, but not too much business. But like I told you a long time ago, there's more Chinese restaurants all over the place. And you got basically like just like the movie with Jet Li, where he was a red Chinese spy and he was in there with them in all the Chinese restaurants. And that they're everywhere. They're in the little towns in Montana. I'm not going to say the name of the town, but if you've got a little one in a little town in Montana, you might just go in and take a look. Might go in and take a look and give them the hairy eyeball and see what they do, you know? So anyway, the vehicle or the building itself apparently had a lot of surveillance equipment inside, and and that was also had radios and a lot of stuff in it. I don't know. It might be miles to go before you get to the city in Montana. I don't know what it is. But you might just take a look anytime you got, you know, see where you're at. So anyway, like Romania's largest oil, finding big black smoke burning up a storm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is war is ongoing, but it's not hit the beach warfare necessarily. They're using the biological. They're going to use all the different stuff on you. And then you got to watch out because I think they're going to bust out the stock market here pretty quick. Red China Joe saved you 16 cents on your holiday meal, though, I believe. You know, bull crap. But he just cost you another $2 a gallon gas, all right? So where's the irony in that? Plus, your interest rates are going up. Everything's going up. Inflation's going wild. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take this as a time for one last time. We need to go on out. We need to go see the fireworks. We need to shoot off some firecrackers and bottle rockets and whatever. Have a little fun. Have a nice barbecue, grilling out and what have you. Go and go to the lake. Go to the mountains. Go wherever it is you go. Go to the beach. But I'm going to say this. At the same time, you understand that it was 1776 when it was a bunch of hard boys in the United States with some tough founding fathers who declared and the independence of the United States of the 13 colonies from the baddest military, biggest money deal on the block, the British. So now we're back to London controlling a whole lot of people, including the Chinese and Joe Beijing, $12 a gallon man, the Red China boys. And they're calling and calling the shots for Lucifer. So you better be ready to go. Have a little R&R on the port. And then make sure you got, I don't know, what do you need? 24 magazines, 30 rounds each. That'd be good. You wade into them like the SAS or like the SEALs or somebody does. You go forward. They think you're going to go back. You go forward and press on and keep pulling the dead gum trigger. You know, lay them out. If you don't have body armor and you got money, then go get some body armor. Get your level 4, 3A, 3, whatever you can get. But you can go to sportsmansguide.com and you can buy it there at good prices. And you can also get Kevlar helmets. You can get the surplus PASGAT type. They still probably have a few of them. They got a few British Kevlar types. And then they got also the good ones for, you know, $350 a pop or whatever. The MICH grade, you know, or whatever. You got them. But I've got PASGAT and I got level 4. Because, okay, if you can take the hit and come up swinging, and then they're going to say, oh, no, all right? And I'll tell you another thing. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil. Because I tell you what, they're going to get sent to the fiery furnace. They're going to burn in the plasma fire forever. And Lord Jesus and his archangels are going to come down and throw the tares, pluck them up and throw them into that fire. And there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So I want you to have a good 4th of July, and I want you to be proud that you're a red-blooded American, and don't take any crap off of anybody. You tell them, oh, well, did you get vaccinated yet? No, I don't want your stupid spike protein that's going to kill everybody, and that 4 out of 5 women now miscarried when they've taken it. Don't want that. Get out of my way. two-way puck away, you know? Get off to the side and let me through and pass, because I work for the Lord Jesus. I work for our Father in heaven. And I may not be polite and milquetoast and have a nice little disposition, but I will tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if he calls on you to stand in the line against evil, I hope that you would stand up. I hope that you would buck right up and be at the ready. Have on the full armor, God, and have on your own body armor. And be ready to let the fur fly, you know? Because it's going to fly. I don't know when, but I've been trying to prepare for quite some time. And many of you are prepared, and the others are getting that way. Because even the most skeptical are starting to see what's coming down the Zyder Z. You know what I'm saying? I hope you want to keep old Hawk in the game. I need any help I can get, because I'll tell you, it's tough. I read sometimes, I see people with microphones that are worth more than I, you know, get in a year, you know? But it can be sent to Hawk. The easiest is Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, something like that. Silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, tenth ounce gold, whatever it might be. Or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And you know, if you just go back and start to read what Jefferson and what Adams and what all kind of people said about, John Adams wrote a nice thing, and I didn't pull it out. I heard it on TV, but I figured, well, a lot of people have heard that. I didn't have time to pull it out of the book. But it's what John Adams told his wife and wrote her a letter about what should happen on the 4th of July and how proud people should be that they won the deal against old King George and the British. Beat the most, you know, big-time military in the world. A bunch of good old guerrilla boys, a bunch of good old farmers, a bunch of good old Boston fishermen and dock workers, a bunch of old factory workers. Cabbage farmers, what have you. Hunters and fishers from the old frontier, you know. Who de Tocqueville said were the equivalent intellectually of even those in the fancy salons in southern France, because the average backwoodsman in the United States read two or three papers and a periodical or two a month, okay, and was up on the current events and the politics and all of the things as good as anybody in the old big fancy chalets and salon and so forth. Okay? So I will say this. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, you know? And I'd give you one caution. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. When the thing you say is, well, we'll see. Yeah, you'll see it. And then some people will tell you, well, I've never seen that, and, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, you're full of it, and the devil don't exist, and all that kind of thing. All that kind of thing. But I know that my friend said that he had met Padre Pio, and Padre Pio, who had the stigmata and all of that kind of a thing of the Lord on him. Padre Pio was tough, and somebody was giving him crap, you know, right in front of him. He said, you don't see it now, but you're going to see it when you get to hell and the devil starts whipping on you, you know, to just to be understanding that. Now, there's all kind of fires and all kind of drought. Lord Jesus, I pray that we would be able to give good soaking rains, that you would stand against the hand of those that are on the weather X machines, on the harps, on 72 other atmospheric heaters around the world that the U.S. controls, on the ones the Russians control, the Red Chinese, and a number of other people have the type of technology as well. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would avert and abate the drought in the West and Southwest, and it's about almost reaching half of the country. And I would say this, Lord, go to those areas right now that you know that need the most, like Utah, Lord, Nevada, California, Lord Jesus, all the different places, Idaho, Oregon, Washington State, New Mexico, Arizona, all the different places, Lord. And, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would provide them right now with a nice storm that would come and give soaking rains for a day or two or three in all of those areas. And, Lord, to fill up, miraculously fill up the wells, to fill up and restart the springs, Lord, to increase the water in the Colorado River, Lord Jesus, and in other rivers, and to bring up the various, you know, lakes, reservoirs, all the different things. And I just got a thing here from somebody who's not too far, where Ash from Shasta landed on their old rancho, and they're telling me here now, hello to you there, my good friend. Due to the hot weather, peaches are ready to can. It's 110 degrees, just got through canning my peaches. Never stop preparing. And that's Miss D. God bless you. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil because of your faith that he provides you everything you need to survive, keeping your ranch and to keep your livestock fed and your crops and your grocery garden going. In Lord Jesus' name I pray. And for all those tonight that need a medical miracle, Lord, I know that you know many of them already. And if not there, I hope that there will pray for you tonight. And that you will then hear their prayers. Lord, go to those who need the help, who need the assistance. Like my brother up there in the Mars Hill. Like Karen there in Washington State. And she knows who she is. And all the good people up and down the line. Like my tough granny down there in Florida. The one who bought the meth head and all the stuff in her car. Well, she's got some difficulties that she has to take care of. And we hope so.